Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Laurie Beth Jones on a wet and rainy morning in San Diego, and I have with me today on our show my dear friend Terry Barber. He and I go way back, and he is doing some really exciting stuff that I'm very eager to share with you. Welcome, Terry.
I think this is so exciting to be able to connect again, Laurie Beth, so thank you for the privilege of being here.
You are welcome. Why don't we start off the show by you giving people your version of how we met and kind of what's taken place since then.
You're asking me to think back so long ago now.
Terry the Wind, by the way.
I, Laurie Beth, I remember it's been almost 10 years now. Can you believe that?
And
I recall when I was putting together an event in Colorado Springs where I was gathering a community of nonprofits where I wanted to sponsor just a get-to-know and to provide some kind of true value because I was consulting into that vertical and had been for years. And I found you through a series of searches and your books, and I'll always remember reaching out to you and how gracious and kind you were to both accept. And then from that moment forward, we just hit it off in that little meeting room and have since just continued to stay in touch and work together on a number of fronts. So I remember that quite well and will always be grateful for how God put us together in that environment.
Well, you have been a life changer for me, too. And Terry's background, by the way, is he was a youth minister and started raising funds for youth ministries and was so good at that that God kind of called him into business. And so he's been, like me, kind of half fish, half horse, working in ministries and business, for-profit business, trying to bring God's kingdom here on earth. So we have a lot in common, and I often tell stories in my seminars about Terry and I both being winds, and we often meet in airports, and how one of us will say, okay, we need an earth moment here, and we'll have to look at our itineraries to see what gates we're going to, because twice we've missed our planes.
It's so true.
We get to talking, and boy, the world is going to change, and you know, we tend to forget the minor details of making our connections. So Terry is a divine connection. And Terry, tell us what you're up to now.
I've got primarily a business that is in and around creating a brand new category in measuring business that is, it's a very familiar term, but I think I bring to it a perspective and a dimension that not many people have considered. And it's a new category of business I call inspiration. And it's really all about helping organizations create an index of inspiration, or what I refer to as the inspiration factor, and seeing that it can really be quantified, though it's such a qualitative sort of life, if you will, based on principles, that nevertheless, when an organization has a high degree of inspiration, its factor is high, there are quantifiable results that begin to take place. Retention of great employees go up. The attraction of good talent goes up, not to mention just the overall interface between the employee and the customer. It is more meaningful. It's more relevant. And so, therefore, customer retention goes up. So all these things are really critical, and it's not necessarily been tied back into this particular driver, if you will, but it's proving to be true, and so by providing organizations with a sense of understanding about what it takes in order to be an inspiring company is really making a difference.
You did a survey that just knocked some people's socks off, and can you tell us about that? And by the way, Terry has formed a new company called Inspiration Boulevard LLC. So it's not only a feeling, it is actually now a street. And I want to live on Inspiration Boulevard.
Well, you can certainly bring your holdings onto the boulevard, Lori Beth, because you know you just have to qualify by making a commitment to be inspiring, and since that's who you are, it's rent free for you. Okay.
That's good. I used to lose in Monopoly, so as long as I get free rent.
It was quite an interesting research project, and I've got a wonderful team of research and analytic kind of folks who are very earth-oriented, you can imagine, who put this together. And we went out and surveyed from two ends, but the one that I want to talk about today that I think is most revealing and most pertinent comes from the consumer. And we surveyed 1,700 individuals from around the country in a number of different sectors in order to find out from their experience what it was that first caused an organization or a company to be inspiring, and then give us some sense of ranking of companies. And this was totally random. No aided kind of help was given. And we came up with a list of probably, maybe 100 different companies that actually made the charts, but there were 20 in particular who stood out above all the rest. And it just was a fascinating look to see how people began to understand the inspiration factor by perception of these companies.
There were some very surprising statistics that emerged from this survey. Can you share what some of those were?
Yeah. The top five companies in particular, I thought it was really interesting because the vast majority of these participants who responded were also involved in some kind of giving on the nonprofit side. So they were donors. They're not associated with an organization per se, but from the outside, they support nonprofit organizations. So because we were looking for those kinds of individuals who could appreciate that softer, socially responsible aspect of an organization. And so when we started surveying and pulling back the qualitative kinds of information they gave to us, what we found is that the vast majority of consumers, when it came to the most inspiring companies, they could not tell the difference between these companies being for-profit and not-for-profit. And you would think with a company like Microsoft in particular, I thought was one of the more fascinating ones, there was the lines were totally blurred in the minds of the consumer. Were they for-profit or were they non-profit? And when you look at the word clouds that became associated with that particular brand, what you began to see is that the work of Bill and Linda Gates dominates the minds and the hearts of these individuals who responded, so much so that though they recognize Bill Gates as certainly the founder and the driver behind Microsoft, because of the work that they're involved in through his foundation, they think of them as one and the same. Now,
Wow. Tell
me if that's not a powerful message for an organization to be able to take in and to move to as their core, part of their core, not just a little add-on, but part of their core, a sense of responsibility and giving.
Wow, that is just amazing. This is some groundbreaking stuff.
Well, I think it's groundbreaking. And although I know companies as a whole for a long time have been involved in so-called cause-related marketing, and many of them have extensions of their brand through foundations and that sort of thing, but there's a difference between supporting a nonprofit and then having the mission of that organization infiltrate the very culture of that group. And that's what we begin to see in those top ranking companies, is that these are companies who have truly made a statement both to their employees and to the world that they serve, that we are committed to not just making money, but making the world a better place.
Can you share the top five companies that made the list?
Yeah, sure. The other one that made the list was Apple. So I think it's really fascinating. Both Microsoft and Apple were in that top range, and there seems to be some association between being innovative and being inspiring, and that seems to make sense. But in the case with Apple, what I think is interesting to me was the word clouds that you began to see from the qualitative input said a lot about how Apple was making people's lives better. Apple was a brand that seemed to bring the best out in people. So if there was latent talent, latent ability, latent kinds of dreams, then Apple was the one that they looked to help be able to incubate or bring forth those ideas into reality. Isn't it interesting?
How?
And they are not at all set up to be a new business venture kind of covering, but in essence, this is the ultimate experience that consumers are finding, is that when they engage with Apple, it brings out this entrepreneurial kind of spirit and this highly creative kind of energy, and Apple is getting credit for it.
Wow. Now, we just have a few more minutes here, and people will want to know more about this. So tell us, how can people reach you?
They can find me on my website at inspirationboulevard.com, and we're actually going to post the white paper and the rankings there within the next week. In fact, you'll see this the white paper reprinted in Business Week and in the Wall Street Journal. So it is really making big news around the country.
That is so exciting. Now, is Inspiration Boulevard, do you spell out Boulevard?
You can do either one, and you'll get there. So BLVD is the official spelling, but it's amazing how many different ways I found that people can find me. If they just Google Terry Barber Inspires, they'll get there very quickly.
And inspired is one of your core values, isn't it? I mean, I just love how you got clear about what you wanted to be about, and now you're bringing that in so many innovative ways to the world and to the marketplace. I mean, this is just good stuff, Terry. So quickly, what are two or three of the inspiration principles that you've coined that can help people?
One of the ones that I think I see as the gateway is the principle of authenticity. And what I mean by that, Lord Beth, is just having a willingness to accept who you are and not wear a mask. And I apply this especially to leaders who feel like they have to be one person at home and another person at work and a different person with a new set of friends. Just be who you are and quit trying to do image management and allow people to get to know you in your true essence and connect with them at the very core like that. People appreciate, no matter how abrupt and rough that you may think that you are, if that's who you are, people are going to appreciate the fact that you are comfortable with who you are. But more times than not, what I find is that the core of an individual is really a warm person. When the demeanor lines up with vision and mission and intentionality, they become somebody who's likable and attractive. So be that person and be happy with that.
You tell me the next principle and then I'll wrap it up with 10 seconds.
See in others what they don't see in themselves. Casting a vision for somebody else's life.
Terry, we could go on and on, and you and I are definitely going to have to meet again no matter what airport it may be. I do like to meet in resort locations, so I have a little authentic confession here.
Let's do.
So, Terry Barber, dear friend, entrepreneur, spiritpreneur, mega genius business mind, heart of gold, bringing Inspiration Boulevard to us in America and the world. Terry, thank you so much for your time, and you and I are going to have another conversation right after this show. But wow, you are up to some great stuff. So that is inspirationboulevard.com. Look it up. Be amazed. Marvel at the genius that God has placed in this human being. Thank you so much, you guys. Everybody, all these listeners, go out and make it a great day. Thank you, Terry, for being on the show.
Thank you. Keep inspiring.
All righty. Bye-bye.